Interesting story about merchandising, not about politics. It's the first thing I want to say before we get this conversation started.
Which, by the way, mercifully, it ends
Thank
in 1 week.
God, if I get one more.
I got two mailers from the same candidate in one day.
Text message to my phone.
Oh, it is nonstop.
We need to have a candidate run for office, and the only thing they run on is I won't blow up your phone anymore and we'll change the rule. Everyone would vote for that candidate. I don't care if it was Satan. I would probably vote for that candidate.
How would they get their message out about that policy change?
That's a good point.
Shut up, Sam.
Okay.
Did you hear what I said? I got two mailers from the same candidate.
Yep.
On the same day.
Yep.
They're not the smartest.
Clearly.
So this is not about the P word. It's about something else.
Okay.
That is my rule.
All right.
At Kansas City International Airport, political merchandise drives an online furor. Travelers passing through KCI have recently noted a political tinge to the wares that we are offering in our stores at the airport, specifically one of my favorite stores, Made in Kansas City. And wait until you hear why and what the rules are about this. You're not going to believe it.
Okay.
Reddit has exploded on this. On Monday, a user there posted a photo of several candidate pieces of apparel being sold at Made in KC. Okay? Not getting into the candidates. Doesn't matter. Don't care.
Does it start with a T or an H?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Pretty disappointed really? Is an understatement, the user wrote. Made in KC has been my go-to for family gifts. The post quickly generated hundreds of comments and counting. But like a lot of political information that breezes into our fragmented and user-generated media landscape, it did not tell the full story. For one thing, a subsequent post from a different user revealed that one piece of candidate's merch was laid out to another candidate's merch right next to it, bearing another slogan.
So you can get either side.
Even that level of political engagement is beyond what the local chain wants to be involved with, quoting here from Made in KC owner Tyler Enders. We did not approve this, said Enders. It is extremely disappointing to see these products in a shop with our name on it. We have never carried election merch in any of our stores. We've all been to Made in KC. You know what you find in there.
Yeah, but how did it get in his store?
Oh, you just wait.
Yeah, explain to me how the barcodes work if you're not selling the product.
A great story because I think very few people know this, and I wonder how many business owners know it. At KCI and at most airports, the restaurants and the shops merely license their name to the airport. The businesses are all run by a management company hired by the airport.
Oh.
Oh, just wait. Made in KC, Enders said, partners with a firm called W.H. Smith to run its airport shop. W.H. Smith then partners with something called Vantage Group, which is the developer and manager of record for KCI's concession and dining program. Vantage Group, of course, did not respond to a request for comment. Made in KC has some say in what is sold. Enders said, we do not approve all products that are brought into the airport, but we do get to suggest local brands for the airport to carry. In this case, he is not sure if Company A, Vantage, or Company B, W.H. Smith, was responsible for bringing in what I call the political crap that we are all so sick of. Quoting here, I have no idea how many people signed off on this, but suffice it to say the products have now been removed and we are rereading our agreement so this never happens again. Okay?
From the text line, safe to say they did not approve this message.
Founded in 2015, Made in KC operates 10 stores that sell locally made clothes, gifts, and more. We all know that. Okay. I want to go back to this sentence. KCI and most airports, the restaurants and shops inside merely license their names to the airport. The businesses are then run by a management company. Now, I understand.
I didn't know that.
I don't think anybody knew that, Scott. I understand the airport has an interest in not having 52 different owners and complaints. And I do understand that.
Sure.
It would be difficult, to say the least, if you were the airport and or the city having to sub-manage all of those different shops and restaurants. But the way I read this, if you are, Meat Mitch, one of my favorite barbecue spots, Meat Mitch is in the airport. If this management company that could bring in political crap and slap Made in KC on it, if they can get away with that, could they also, if you're a restaurant, say, you know, we don't love the way you do your fries. We're going to outsource that to a third-party company.
Yes. Couldn't they also say, we don't love barbecue. We're going to start selling Mexican food.
And let me ask you
this. Well, that I think, Sam, and I'm asking our listening audience, that I think would have to be in your contract, that although we can't approve every single piece of merch that comes in and out, you also can't change it from Meat Mitch to Meat Mary and sell popsicles.
But if it's Made in KC, that's the store.
That is the store.
Made in KC. Because it's being managed by another company, WH Smith, does that mean that they're selling things that are not made in Kansas City?
Well, I would almost, this would be federal political merch that no one wants to see. You are literally ticking off 100% of the people that walk by there.
Yeah, because both major candidates are featured in the store.
That is my understanding. Yes. Were. He did. Were, he yeah. did successfully have it removed. But that's a great question. I mean, you know, when the bids went out for, you know, the request for proposals for who gets to have a business in the airport, what all did those businesses or do those businesses sign away
right.
in handing it off to a management company that then kicks it up to a different right. management company?
Now, I'm not saying that people don't have the right to sell or wear whatever political crap they want to wear at the airport. What I'm saying is when I go to the airport, I'm either going on vacation or I'm going to a funeral.
Yeah, I don't want to see it for either reason.
For anyone. I don't care who your candidate is. I'm on a temporary break from your politics.
And I'm wondering today if the other businesses inside the airport are contacting that management company to say, don't you dare bring that stuff into our store.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.